military will build the border wall if the Democrats won't fund it. The Simpsons, celebrating 30 years on the air.
Are you serious?
I'm just glad we're still doing it. We just passed Gunsmoke as, like, the longest running show.
Longtime executive producer Al Jean handpicking 30 episodes for a 15-hour marathon on FX Networks December 16th.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt reporting. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Finally, sunshine returning to our forecast for a day or two. Today, plenty of sun. Not as cold. High temperature up to about 54. Tonight, mostly clear. We're headed for another freeze. Overnight low temperature by morning down to about 30. Tomorrow, a good bit of sun, a little warmer. High 57. Thursday's high in the lower 60s with a mostly cloudy weather. Chance of a late day shower. Then rain becomes likely. Thursday night, becoming windy as well with a high temperature around 58 on Friday. Our weather app will keep you on top of approaching storm system like this next storm system coming in. Plus, you'll have access to all my weather blog updates and videos. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Corrections officials say Delicious Sweet and Donna Stewart are charged with promoting prison contraband at the Staten Correctional Facility this weekend. Officials say both were caught bringing drugs into the prison. Local nonprofits are in desperate need of support this time of year. Officials with the Salvation Army of Montgomery say they have a shortage of bell ringers. They say volunteers are crucial in helping them reach their fundraising goals. For more information on how you can help, visit our website, alabamanews.net. And the Selma City School Superintendent is recommending closing Bird First Class Early Learning Center and Cedar Park Elementary School to save money. The school board is expected to vote on this recommendation next month. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates and keeps traffic coming into your business and keeps you top of mind. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The best wishes come true at the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. Exceptional offers on all new and used Mercedes-Benz models. The lowest prices of the year at Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. The best year-end offers. It's the holiday event you don't want to miss. Meet the new Mercedes-Benz team and take advantage of fantastic new car prices, like the popular Mercedes-Benz GLC SUV or E-Class sedan. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event at Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery. It's time to love what you drive.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market? Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, Riley Manning Painting.com. Marguerite's.com.
Marguerite's makes it. Marguerite's really makes it. No one beats our holiday jewelry specials at Marguerite's. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3 this year. $100 gets you a Tiffany. I said say Tiffany. Diamond bezel necklace. White gold, yellow gold, or rose gold, all in 14 karat. $200 gets you 2 diamond bezel earrings. Well, that's 1 pair, 2 earrings. You got it. Or $300 will get you a triple bezel diamond necklace, rose, white, or yellow gold. All at Marguerite's this holiday season. Marguerite's is located in the Peppertree Stores on Vaughn Road.
Don't miss the first ever old-fashioned Christmas celebration at Kickback Ranch and Event Center. This festive event for the whole family takes place Sunday, December 16th between 2 and 7 p.m. Come tell Santa all of your Christmas wishes. Warm your hands around the bonfire and enjoy food trucks, hot apple cider face painting, and Christmas lights galore. That's Sunday, December 16th at Kickback Ranch and Event Center, located just off Highway 331 South in Raymer. For more information, visit kickbackranch.net.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
I think Donald Trump listens to this program. I know he does. I'm saying I think he does. All right, guys, welcome back in News and Views. Jack Campbell will be back tomorrow. Tomorrow. Yeah, Joey may swing by in just a little bit. I'll be here all day, 9 to noon. I'm here every day, 9 to noon. If you get bored between Monday through Friday, feel free to join us. We have a good time in here. Carolyn's here. If you don't like the way I screen calls, you can call her. She loves to talk off air. I can see it in her face when people call. I can just tell how much she loves it. But our number, 272-9228, again, three-hour program. So buckle your safety harness. We got a lot to cover. This is a program that even if, Carolyn, even if the President of the United States doesn't listen to this program, and I'm not convinced he doesn't. Something I saw in the news this morning, something I saw on his Twitter feed this morning, I just mentioned yesterday, or maybe it was Friday. But I think it was yesterday that I mentioned it. I said the Republicans were unwilling to build the border wall in the first 2 years while he was president. They were unwilling to fund it, unwilling to build it. They wouldn't give him the authorization. And now that the Democrats are coming in, it doesn't appear that that's on the agenda anytime soon. So I just humbly suggested, your humble host here, just humbly suggested one day, we've got a $726 billion defense bill budget. There's no reason the military can't build it. I mean, after all, he's calling the caravan moving north an invasion. Build it and make a federal government take it down. Make a federal court tell you to take it down. And won't that look good for a next administration after the Donald J. Trump administration out there taking the wall down so an invasion can continue to make its way into the United States? That was just my suggestion. Got a $726 billion military budget. They only estimate it'll cost about $20 billion to finish the wall. That leaves you $706 billion to secure the nuclear facility of the country, prosecute a few foreign wars, whatever else we got going on. Build some planes, tanks, some garbage ship they make down in Mobile that's basically not seaworthy. The worst ship in the fleet. The Austell fleet. The Austell ship. And Alabama should be embarrassed that ship comes out of Alabama. But anyway, here's what Trump said this morning on his Twitter feed, December 11th, 2018. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It was a 4 or 5 tweet thing. People do not yet realize how much of the wall, including really effective renovation, has already been built. If the Democrats do not give us the votes to secure our country, the military will build the remaining sections of the wall. They know how important it is. I just made that suggestion yesterday, people. It was either yesterday or Friday. I can't remember which. But it was very, very recently. I said, why didn't the military just build it? They got the money. It's a national security issue. The president gets to basically direct troop movements. I mean, not basically. That's, you know, constitutional law 101. The president can do pretty much anything he wants with troops as long as the funding's there. And the funding's there. They just passed a defense bill. Built the damn wall. Had the military do it. I'm not saying Donald Trump listens to News and Views. I'm not saying anyone on Donald Trump's staff listens to News and Views. I almost think it's better that we can predict the future. Most people didn't realize we had that. Wait a minute. With Donald Trump's time machine, he wouldn't have to listen to News and Views in real time every day. He could travel back in time and listen whenever he wanted to. I myself am not convinced he does not listen. They say he consumes a lot of news. They say he consumes a lot of news. So anyway, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Donald J. Trump solving the world's ills. This show is even ahead of Trump a couple of days. I mean, we're ahead of the other news like weeks, sometimes months. We're even ahead of Trump by a couple of days. I don't know. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. I'm trying to figure out where to go from here. Why do we need a wall? Here's a story I got out of the Washington Examiner. Joseph. What day was this? Was this put up today or yesterday? It doesn't have a date on it. I got to figure out a different way to print. Because the way I print, the date on the stories is the date that I print it, not the date the story's put up. Anyway, 158 million migrants want to pick up and move to the United States, according to a Gallup worldwide survey. Found that 15% of the world wants to move, most of them for jobs. Of those, 158 million want to move to the United States, including about half of Dominican Republic, El Salvador, and Honduras. Half of the citizens in those countries want to move to the United States. We're out of space. The United States is closed. The military's about to build a wall. Trump listened to News and Views and figured out how to stop it. I'm just telling you. Do we need a wall? Yeah, I didn't used to think so. We either need a wall or we need to completely dismantle the social safety net this country has. The social welfare system has to be completely dismantled. You cannot have open borders and a social welfare system. One or the other. You want open borders? Shut down the social welfare system. You want a social welfare system? Shut down the border. We'll be back.
Jane Ray, account executive at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Buy Wiser, shop Kaiser. It's our year-end inventory reduction sale. Our 50% off sale was so successful last month, we're going to extend it through the end of the year. 50% off and more till the end of December, making room for new lines of furniture for 2019. At Kaiser, we have a new website, shopkaiser.com. Be sure to visit shopkaiser.com. We'll be adding new items weekly. That's shopkaiser.com, 50% off and more the entire month of December. Whether you need a new dining room, bedroom, living room, or just a chair, come to Kaiser where the prices are lower than ever. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook where we offer new deals weekly plus some great giveaways. Inventory reduction sale going on now with some of the lowest prices of the year with a 60,000 square foot showroom full of beautiful furniture. If nothing else, come treat yourself during this inventory reduction sale. Merry Christmas to you and your family from our family at Kaiser. Kaiser is the wise choice. Buy Wiser, shop Kaiser on the Wetumpka Highway.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
Welcome to a special holiday edition of Rug Doctors Ask the Doc. Next caller.
Hi, Doc. This is Tina.
Hey, Tina. Ready for the holidays?
I am, but my house is not.
So you're hosting?
Yes, and I've put off cleaning my carpet way too long. I called several companies advertising $99 specials, but their final estimates were, well...
uglier than a holiday sweater?
They are now on my naughty list.
I have a simple solution, Tina. Rent our Rug Doctor Pro Deep Cleaner for just $34.99. Its pro-grade power sprays, scrubs, and extracts the dirt and odors that live deep in your carpet. You'll have a fresh, clean, guest-ready home and holiday cash to spare.
Sweet. You're going on my nice list.
I can always use socks.
Thanks, Doc.
Get your home holiday ready by renting a Rug Doctor for just $34.99 at your local grocer. Find yours at rugdoctor.com. Rug Doctor today for a cleaner tomorrow.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Song as a child. I don't know how old I was when it came out, 9, 10 years old. I loved it. What a catchy tune. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. 19 minutes after 9 o'clock. Joey Clarkson will join us in mere moments. Guys, this hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. If you've not been by there, I don't know what else I can do. I've, for 4+ years now, been telling you about the glory that is Midtown Pizza Kitchen. The place is pristine. I mean, the food is phenomenal. It really is something to behold. If you've not had an opportunity to get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen, please do. They are generous sponsors of hour number one of this program. As we get a little closer to the lunch hour, I'll give you an update on the menu this week. The special and so much more going on over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. But get by there when you get a chance. Get by there when you get a chance. It's phenomenal. I ate the special yesterday with La Una de la Mantequilla, the one of butter.
Oh, my.
I had the rigatoni bolognese.
Oh.
Totally awesome.
The one of butter?
Yeah. Well, the buttery one. The boss, the corner office downstairs.
I was wondering.
Yeah. Well, I ate lunch with him yesterday. We had a phenomenal lunch, great discussion. And while I was there, I tried the special, the rigatoni bolognese. Dynamite. Most restaurants, when they have a bolognese sauce, don't put enough meat. They get just a little scared. Not Midtown Pizza Kitchen. They've never been scared of anything. Get by there. Generous sponsors, like I said, of our number one. Our number one. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Joey Clark joins us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, and I feel at ease now that the Congress is looking into Google. You know, that's with all these tech companies. It's like Facebook's abusing their power, Twitter's abusing their power, Google's abusing their power. You know how we'll fix it? Let's get the government involved.
Yeah, well, and they're just going to have a hearing.
Right. Oh, sure. But, like, most of these hearings, like, we're not going to regulate you unless you say something we don't like.
Do you remember when they had the baseball steroid hearing?
Yes.
There was nothing else Congress needed to work on at that time other than steroids and baseball. It wasn't like we were prosecuting two foreign wars at the same time. I mean, this was in the middle of Iraq and Afghanistan. This was post 9/11.
Right.
You know, a new era.
When's the last time you watched the PMRC hearings?
Don't know what that is.
Okay, it's when Tipper Gore listened to Darling Nikki in the car, and she's like, oh, we need to censor these dirty lyrics. And so they had like Al Gore's on the committee, all of these Bidens on the committee, I believe, all these senators, and they're pulling Dee Snider and Frank Zappa in front of them. And it's just...
Well, couldn't they ban Frank Zappa?
No.
Because that would be good for society.
No.
I don't like Frank Zappa.
I'm not the biggest fan of Zappa's music, but...
I've played one Frank Zappa song as bumper music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? It was the day of the snow.
Snow, yes.
And I played Don't Eat the Yellow Snow.
Don't Eat the Yellow Snow.
Yeah, that's the only Frank Zappa song. I don't like Frank Zappa. I think he's... I say that the Beatles are overrated.
Yeah.
Because I think they're a top 10 band all time, not necessarily a number one all time best band ever. Had they not had the I Want to Hold Your Hand phase, maybe.
You know, hey, teenagers need music too, Barry.
If it was all Penny Lane and after, I'd have been fine. But, you know, when it was.
Yeah, but that's why the Beatles are brilliant. They went through almost every stage of life.
Anyway, had they. I say that the Beatles are overrated, but I recognize they're a very, very accurately highly rated band. Frank Zappa is overrated. His stuff's garbage for the most part. Anyway, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. I do not want people calling and debating the merits of Frank Zappa. You will lose that debate.
It's just I see Congress in some committee and I go, oh, no. What are they doing now? What are they up to now? I just have no trust in them. I don't care if it's a Republican Congress or a Democrat Congress, Republican presidency or Democrat presidency. I don't care. I don't trust the government.
Well, I get that. I don't either. I don't trust the Article III courts. They're in real trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Just yesterday, it's one thing to be stabbed in the back by John Roberts. He's lousy. Yeah. He's a very terrible Chief Justice. I wish at some point that... Trump would have the opportunity to replace him, but I don't see that happening. He's a young, healthy man. But it's another thing to be stabbed in the back by Brett Kavanaugh after all the crap we just went through to get him on the court. But Brett Kavanaugh got gun-shy on the issue of abortion after the feminist waylaid him with false rape accusations there in the last couple months. And one guy who was not taking any of his crap was... Clarence Thomas, who wrote the dissent. Listen, there was a case that came out yesterday. There's several types of cases that come out of the Supreme Court. Some of them are the Supreme Court takes the case, hears it, oral arguments, they draft a nice long opinion, and it shapes judicial jurisprudence nationwide.
Hmm.
Sometimes public policy even. There's another way that the Supreme Court can opine on a case, and that is to not take the case. They can either do it silently, or they can comment when they decide not to, what they call grant certiorari on these things. Yesterday, they decided not to take up a case involving whether or not states could, through their Medicaid programs, withhold funding from Planned Parenthood. They decided not to take up the case, leaving in place lower court opinions that are diverse. Some circuit courts in the country say that states within that judicial circuit absolutely can deny Medicaid funding based on Planned Parenthood's being a garbage institution.
Sure.
Most have said that they cannot. But this kind of split jurisdiction often, or the split authority often, gives the Supreme Court an opening to come in and weigh in on it. And yesterday, the four liberals... joined by garbage Chief Justice John Roberts Jr. and newly minted Associate Justice Brett Kavanaugh, decided to pass on that case. And they will not take it up. This was their opportunity to take it up and say once and for all whether or not states could decide to withhold Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood. Alabama is in a circuit where you may not withhold Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood. You must give your Medicaid money, your state tax money. That's Georgia, Alabama, and Florida. Not exactly a bastion of liberalism. But somehow we end up with garbage judges down here, too. We've got a bunch of garbage judges down here. Anyway, so here's what Supreme Court Associate Justice Clarence Thomas said. Some tenuous connection to a politically fraught issue does not justify abdicating our judicial duty, If anything, neutrally applying the law is all the more important when political issues are in the background. And then he goes and takes a a special kind of shot, particularly, I think, at Kavanaugh. Mm. What explains the court's refusal to do its job here? I suspect it has something to do with the fact that some respondents in these cases are named Planned Parenthood. And I think that's I think it's a shot at Kavanaugh. I think what he's saying is, you're weak, brother. I sat up here and went through the exact same type of hearing you did, accused of sexual assault, basically rape. I went through the exact same thing you went through, but I'm strong and I'm able to maintain a strong moral compass. You're running and hiding with the liberals. John Roberts Jr., the four liberals, and you. Now, most people would say, but Baron, if it was 6-3, even if Kavanaugh came over, he still would have lost, right? 5-4? No, that's not the way it works. At the Supreme Court, you need four justices to take a case. Three of them, the three actual conservatives up there, agreed to take the case. The four actual liberals, joined by mushy, now newly minted moderate John Roberts Jr., and I don't know where Brett Kavanaugh is going to go from here.
But, I mean, there were predictions that Roberts would become even more moderate once more so-called conservative judges were put on the court.
Yeah. Yeah, he was masquerading as a... Listen, the globalists are never going to let us get a hold of the Supreme Court. Hmm. They're just not. There'll always be a swing vote. There'll always be liberals. They're just not going to let us get a hold of them. Thomas goes on to say these cases are not about abortion rights. They're about private rights of action under the Medicaid Act. Resolving the question presented here would not affect Planned Parenthood's ability to challenge the state's decision. And, of course, Planned Parenthood is crowing because now they get to continue butchering children with state money. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Sorry to bring us down so early at 9:28 in the morning.
Well, it's only 9:28.
Yeah.
Well, then, could you just do me one favor?
Yeah.
Say jurisprudence again.
Jurisprudence.
I like that.
Joe, you know why I can pronounce it so properly?
Why?
I'm not going to say it. I was going to say something. Never mind. I was going to say something.
And it's too early for that.
Too early. Well, it's too early to be that arrogant and cocky. So instead, I'm going to play a little Grand Funk Railroad and go to a break.
All right.
Is that fair enough?
That's fair enough.
29 minutes after 9 o'clock. Joey Clark's in. Jack Campbell out. Baron Coleman always in. Carolyn's here answering phones if anybody wants to talk to us. If you don't, that's fine. You can listen. We'll be back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you hosting the holidays at your house this year? Need some money to deck the halls? Then it's time you make a call to Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. It's never too early to start preparing for the holidays. We understand the holiday season can be stressful, but what if I told you it doesn't have to be? We at Alabama Home Mortgage are here to lighten Santa's load. With one call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you can unwrap the gift of refinance. By refinancing your home, you can get the money you need to make those home improvements you've been dreaming of. You can be the hostess with the mostest. Don't put Christmas on a credit card this year. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Don't miss the first ever old-fashioned Christmas celebration at Kickback Ranch and Event Center. This festive event for the whole family takes place Sunday, December 16th between 2 and 7 p.m. Come tell Santa all of your Christmas wishes. Warm your hands around the bonfire and enjoy food trucks, hot apple cider face painting, and Christmas lights galore. That's Sunday, December 16th at Kickback Ranch and Event Center, located just off Highway 331 South in Raymer. For more information, visit Kickback Ranch.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, the most trusted name in metal roofing solutions for over 20 years. Learn more at GulfCoastSupply.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's nice to see some sunshine back in our forecast, at least for a couple of days. Not quite as cool today, with a high temperature up to about 54. That's an improvement. Tonight, mostly clear. We're headed for a freeze again. The overnight low temperature by dawn down to 30. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine and a little bit warmer. We're up around 57, 58 for a high temperature. I think by Thursday, we're a tad warmer with a high around 62. Mostly cloudy day. Chance of a late day shower. Rain becomes likely again by Thursday night into Friday, also turning windy as this next storm system comes in. Friday's high 58. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Minutes after 9 o'clock.
She looked at him with those soft eyes, so innocent.
Welcome back in the news and views. Carolyn's here, answering phones. Joey's here, sitting in Jack's seat.
He was too far from home.
Jack has a particularly large set of shoes to fill, but Joey does it ably.
Well, thank you.
Our number 272-9228. I had the opportunity just yesterday to recommend Cornerstone Managing General Agency to somebody over lunch. I was able to look them dead in the eye and say, I believe in what Cornerstone Managing General Agency does, and I believe in their mission, and I believe in their capacity to do what they say they're going to do, and that is help save you some money on your employee benefits package, the health insurances you offer your employees, and other insurances you offer your employees. Some offices offer, you know, disability, life, cancer, death policies, any number of policies. I mean, there's like 20 different sets of policies that I'm not even aware of, all of them. But different offices offer different benefits packages, the health insurance being the big one. And Cornerstone Managing General Agency, that's where you call to try to see if you're getting the best deal. It's a perfect time of year. You're right here at the end of the year. Have them come in. Have them review your plan and see if they can find you a better plan. Doesn't matter if you're a small business or a big business, a couple of employees or dozens or even hundreds or thousands of employees. Cornerstone Managing General Agency is who you need to call. 356-1502. 356-1502. You can check them out online. CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com. And when you do that, you will instantly be satisfied. I can assure you. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. All right. Sometimes people say, Baron, you just love everything the Trump administration does.
Yeah, you're just a big homer. Riding that Trump train.
And I do like a lot of what the Trump administration does. And we've just found out this morning that they do listen to the program. They take our advice. The military is going to build the wall. That's something we suggested just in the last couple of days. But sometimes I get frustrated with the old Trump administration. I see this headline and I think, all right, something else the Trump administration got right. And then I dig into the story and I realize, no, not at all.
Oh, no.
Here's the headline. Trump school lunch changes. Obama-era rules relaxed to allow refined grains, low-fat milk. So I say to myself, self, I remember when the Obama administration put in regulatory schemes that prohibited anything that might taste good from being served at a school lunch.
Right.
And kids would throw the lunches away and then go to the vending machines and buy potato chips and all the delicious stuff that we all ate at lunch and lived and were fine to tell about. But here's the problem. Schools previously were restricted to serving only whole grains. Under the new regulations, only half of the grains served to students will be required to serve whole grains, which will mean more biscuits, tortillas, and grits. And I'm fine with that.
Sure.
Whatever. You know, if you want to mix a whole grains and refined grains, that's fine. Here's where I have a problem. Also, low-fat chocolate and strawberry milk will be allowed again. But, Baron, you have a problem with chocolate and strawberry milk? No. I have a problem with low-fat milk. You guys are destroying your children by giving them low-fat milk. They need full-fat milk and dairy products.
Are you suggesting heavy cream?
Yes. The heavier, the better. Not heavy cream, just whole milk, Joe.
Okay.
4%.
I was about to say.
4%. 3.5%, whatever.
I drink whole milk.
Whole milk.
No argument here.
Whole milk and whole milk cheeses. Stop buying your kids part skim mozzarella. Stop buying your kids low-fat and skim milk. Give them whole-fat milk. They'll be thinner. They'll be happier. They'll be smarter. Their brains will develop. Kids need saturated fats. They need mass quantities of saturated fats. But bam. Haven't you seen the obesity epidemic on children? Yes. Soda.
Yep.
Candy. Chocolate. Cake. White bread. Rice. Pasta. Low-fat milk, which is full of sugar and no protein and fat that will satisfy the child. Fat-free milk, you might as well be feeding your kid Dr. Pepper. Low-fat milk, you might as well be feeding them Dr. Pepper, you know, mixed with Diet Dr. Pepper. Stop doing that. Give them full-fat milk. And I don't know why we allow our schools to continue to poison our children with low-fat and no-fat milk.
Why do we need the federal government doing anything in this regard?
I agree with you. Well, because they pay for it. They pay for a lot of the nutrition at schools. They do.
Right.
So
right.
That you, hey, you pay the freight, you get to make the rules.
You could just give them money.
Yeah.
You don't have to micromanage it.
I remember
just give them a grant.
I remember on Reddit people freaking out when Hungary said they were going to do away with all the liberal arts and
gender studies in
gender
particular.
Yeah. And they were just going to say, look, if you don't go to school and get a skill, nursing, accounting, doctoring, you know, plumbing, if you can't walk out and do something, like you don't graduate and say, hey, you're a blank, you're an engineer, you're a nurse, you're an accountant, then we're not going to pay for it.
And also, let's be clear, if you are a nurse, you either are a male nurse or a female nurse. Hungary has spoken.
Exactly.
None of this. We don't want any of this nonsense.
None of this gender non-binary nursing. You know, we don't know where to put you.
Hungary goes a little far with that.
Well, look, I'm fine with it.
You know why? Hungary.
Because Hungary pays the freight.
Yeah.
He who pays the freight decides what you can do with it. And if the federal government's going to pay for our food, they're going to tell us what kind of food we can eat. That's why you got
to
be careful.
Yeah, but then they take that money from me, and then they pay for it and tell me what I'm supposed to do.
Correct.
So then what type of free society is that?
Yeah. I'm with you.
I'm just on this big kick that we're not really that free. We're freer than, you know, maybe a lot of times in history. We're freer than China. Freer than Russia, but...
Are we?
Than China?
Yeah. Are we really?
I mean, there might be ungoverned spaces in China. You could have
let me say this.
But generally, yeah, I think we're a little freer than that.
Little.
Yeah.
Take freedom on a scale from North Korea being like 99.
Yeah, like 1984 Korean style.
Yeah, and then like total no government.
Or like, let's say the Articles
Somalia.
Of Confederation.
Eh, but just take no government, Wild West, you know, what the Indians have. Take that as like one.
Okay.
All right? Russia, China, America, we're all like 60 to 70, you know? It's varying small degrees of freedom.
Property rights are a big deal. Private property rights.
Do you have private property rights in the United States?
Not to the extent I would like.
Can they take it
more so than China?
Can they take it whenever they want?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you really just rent your property from the government, or do you actually own it?
Pretty much just rent it the way it works right now.
Right. So, do you have private property rights in the United States?
In name, yeah.
No, come on. You know better than that. We have better private property rights than they do in some places.
That's what I mean.
But we're not a one, and we're not a 99. All the major governments in the world are like 60 to 70.
So you'd rather live in China or Russia?
No, I wouldn't rather, but I'm just saying it's not like it's a vast improvement moving to the United States. It's a small improvement.
Now you're starting to sound like me.
It's a small improvement. Well, I mean, I'm just recognizing the reality. The difference is, I kind of like the system.
I don't.
That's the difference, see?
Well, no, I don't like the system in the sense that they do this and they call it freedom. Like, no, it's not.
Here's the deal. We have
it's
the most,
mob rule through the ballot box.
We have the most prosperous country, the most prosperous society the world has ever known.
Sure. We do.
Just no doubt about it.
Yes.
And we are highly, tightly regulated. We are more than halfway to totalitarianism in this country. And we are extremely prosperous. It's almost impossible to starve to death in the United States. You would really have to struggle to starve to death in the United States. Throughout human history, starvation was a recognized reality in states far freer than ours. Take the good with the bad. Take the bitter with the sweet. You know?
Yeah, but I think all these regulations hurt our prosperity. Make us less prosperous and play into hands of the corporatist globalists.
Well, but again, I agree with what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But some degree of regulation has produced tremendous prosperity in this country.
Yeah, some degree. Then others have enriched all sorts of crony fat cats at the expense of the masses.
But
actually, most of them are for some crony or some special interest, and not let's make sure the water's clean.
But your life generally, under the scheme that we have, even as much as the globalists and corporatists control our day-to-day life, even as much as the federal government can nitpick into your daily life,
mm-hmm.
most people are more prosperous now than at any point in human history.
Absolutely.
All I'm saying is a lot of those times in human history that were not as prosperous as now, their freedom index was much, much better than ours. Yes.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, yeah. These guys were running around with loincloths. There was no government. There was no police. There was no censorship. These guys, you talk about true freedom. Go join the Comanches in about 1810. You talk about true freedom.
Yeah, so you can join some collectivist nonsense that we're all one body. You can't have your own private property.
You could. You absolutely could have.
No, give me a break.
You as a Comanche could have set up in some corner of Nebraska and said, this is mine. You know what? There would have been no government there to enforce that this is mine. And you'd have had to defend it to the death, and you wouldn't have been able to because everybody else would have mob ruled and taken it and said, it's back to being ours again.
Right.
So what I'm saying is some degree of regulation is necessary to fulfill your libertarian paradise.
No, I would say some degree of, common law and a tradition.
Some degree of private
property.
Degree of centralized federal government.
No, good Lord, no.
Some degree.
No, the Constitution we live under is done by a bloodless coup. They didn't even follow the rules of the Articles of Confederation.
You're a maniac.
No, I'm not saying we go back, but I think it was probably some corporatist globalists, really some globalists, who wanted the Constitution we live under because it made their wallets bigger.
Globalism didn't start until 1916.
Oh, sure. There weren't empires before then.
Not globalists. Not as we know the term today. Not as we know that. You're a maniac, Joe. A maniac.
Well, it makes sense to me. Does it to you?
Thanks, Tim James. I'm going to win you over that some degree of regulation is necessary for an ordered and prosperous society.
I didn't say
otherwise. You're gonna be like
no regulation. Where did I say no regulation?
You're gonna be like little blue cloud over in Nebraska in 1810, trying to defend your little blade of grass.
Everyone's gonna come take it from you.
When did I try to defend this position? We'll be back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreek.com for complete rules.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, looks like you're ready for the holidays.
The holidays are here and we're ready for you. We've got records and china and flatware and silver and all of that good stuff.
Instead of going all over town or ordering online, you can come out here and just find some great stuff. Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook Flea Market.
60,000 square feet and over 200 vendors. And we've got cider and coffee and cookies and rocking chairs when you get tired. So, I mean, you can't find that anywhere else.
There's so many great things here, and I got to tell you, everything looks great.
The booths are decorated beautifully, and, you know, you just need to come in and see.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30, and, you know, we'll be off on the regular holidays.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
All of the McDaniel family and the vendors wish you a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Welcome to a special holiday edition of Rug Doctors Ask the Doc. Next caller.
Hi, Doc. This is Tina.
Hey, Tina. Ready for the holidays?
I am, but my house is not.
So you're hosting?
Yes, and I've put off cleaning my carpet way too long. I called several companies advertising $99 specials, but their final estimates were, well...
uglier than a holiday sweater?
They are now on my naughty list.
I have a simple solution, Tina. Rent our Rug Doctor Pro Deep Cleaner for just $34.99. Its pro-grade power sprays, scrubs, and extracts the dirt and odors that live deep in your carpet. You'll have a fresh, clean, guest-ready home and holiday cash to spare.
Sweet. You're going on my nice list.
I can always use socks.
Thanks, Doc.
Get your home holiday ready by renting a Rug Doctor for just $34.99 at your local grocer. Find yours at RugDoctor.com. Rug Doctor today for a cleaner tomorrow.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Friends over at 4 Healthy Pets, what I like about them, they provide incredibly high-quality pet foods and services and all kinds of things. Look, you know, a lot of people, look, they're not a vet. I mean, you're not going to go in there and... But it's pet foods. It's healthy. It's snacks. It's accessories. It's leashes and collars and toys and bedding. And I mean, it's a pet store. It's a pet store. They got on-site grooming. Amber does a great job with the on-site grooming. Teresa is a product knowledge guru, an absolute product knowledge guru. And they're available for you. They got great hours. They and got so much more over at 4 Healthy Pets. They're on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University. 4 Healthy Pets is absolutely fantastic. You can find them online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com, and they're in the Village Eats Shopping Center where the old Skate Haven was. Hang on just a second. All right, welcome back. Joey Clark is in. Jack Campbell's out. And, hey, that's what I like about you. You come in when I need you.
I just want to bury this real quick.
What? Oh,
I'm for
oh
some basic standards.
Subjugation and death?
No, I'm for basic standards and laws, like some that make sense. Yeah. But 9 times out of 10, I know that's not an actual stat, but most of the time, most of what government does, national, state, even local,
yeah,
not necessary and does not make us better off as a whole group. It makes certain people better off. Government's usually just an excuse for some people in the name of society. Yeah. No, they act like we are the defender of society or we are society and we get what we want. They're just as selfish as the rest.
Well, I like that you put it to rest because during the break we had a conversation, you know, going back to, the spectrum, 1 to 99. 1 being absolutely no government whatsoever at all, just people wandering around the woods. And 99 being as totalitarian as you could possibly get, like North Korea or even more. You get nothing but subjugation and death at 1 and 99. That's yes. All the, I mean, warlords run everything at 1, and
yeah,
a totalitarian, murderous regime runs everything at 99.
Well, here's the key. You have to have some check on violence and fraud.
Yeah, and it requires people getting together and setting up some sort of a system to where they have enforceable powers, mm-hmm, to try to prevent subjugation and death.
Well, and the trick is, once you set up a little force to stop certain types of violence, aggression, then you got to rein that in so
yeah
it doesn't become too aggressive.
You almost need watchers to watch the watchers.
Yeah.
You know, it's
watchers all the way down.
It's a tough thing. Speaking of watchers watching the watchers, I saw this in Yellowhammer News today.
Nice.
Attorney General Marshall had a statement about the departure of Matt Hart on Friday's episode of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal. Marshall downplayed the departure of now former Deputy Attorney General Matt Hart. Hart had become somewhat of a media darling, this according to Yellowhammer News. I think that's an understatement. Matt Hart had manipulated the media, two particular media outlets, AL Reporter and AL.com. He had manipulated two particular media outlets through selective leaks and favoring them for stories and allowing them to break things and look smart when in reality they were just basically printing his press releases. But he downplayed it. He said it's a very important position. The change in leadership is not a reflection of the change in priorities. This, according to the Attorney General, we appreciate the service he gave to the state. Talking about Matt Hart, he submitted his resignation and we move forward. We've named Clark Morris, who's a 20-plus year prosecutor, an expert in white collar crime, somebody who's been both a leader in the Northern and Middle District U.S. Attorney's Office. We're confident in what she's doing. We have a core group that's working in that division and continuing to work very hard. Don Daly, the host, went on to ask Marshall if Hart's resignation was political. Marshall denied it was and pointed to his prosecutorial record of going after both Republicans and Democrats. So I'm just telling you, I don't think Marshall is being treated fairly by those who loved Matt Hart. I have a personal dog in that fight in that I hate Matt Hart. I think he's corrupt and evil and awful. And so I was not sad to see him go at all. But you know, Marshall and I don't always see eye to eye either. And it's a weird position to find yourself in. I guess the enemy of your enemy is your friend. So Steve Marshall, my friend, my new friend in life, Steve Marshall.
Well, you're just trying to be philosophically consistent and, you know, intellectually honest.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
It's not a matter of who you like and who you hate. It's a matter of what's the truth.
Yeah, sort of. Sometimes who you hate overrides the truth. I'll be honest with you. I think
sometimes you lie.
I think everybody in the media would agree with it. It's hard to report favorably on someone you just don't like. I don't particularly like Steve Marshall. I don't think he was qualified for the job. I think he's turned his back on the reason he was appointed. I think he's sold out. I think he's a weird guy. But that doesn't mean I hate him as a person. Probably a great human being. Good right. father. He was a good husband. His wife passed tragically recently. I don't wish him any ill. That's where I differ with him and Matt Hart.
Oh.
Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. A Virginia teacher fired over refusal to change pronouns for a tranny student. I love these tranny stories. I can't get enough of the tranny stories.
Oh, it's kind of like me with hashtag Oscar so gay.
Oscar the Grouch?
Yeah, no, the Oscars.
Oh, the Oscars.
They fired Kevin Hart. It's not a bad thing. It's just a true thing about the Oscars.
I thought you were talking about Oscar the Grouch was gay. Bert and Ernie, I'll give you. Start going after Oscar. We're
Maybe
gonna
they should get a tranny to host the Oscars.
How do we know they haven't? Could have been a passable tranny.
So Billy Crystal.
Have you seen Billy Crystal's birth certificate? I haven't. I haven't.
And if he is, I don't care. He's hilarious.
He's hilarious. this guy is absolutely phenomenal, I think. He offered to compromise. He called a male student. Well, I'm sorry. This is going to be very confusing.
Okay.
He called a student tranny who had changed. How do we do this?
Start with the biology.
Okay. The biology was it's a dude.
Biological male.
A biological dude was getting ready and was wearing some virtual reality goggles and was about to walk into a wall.
Okay.
And the teacher said, stop him from running into the wall.
Sure.
Well, the tranny girl gets all mad about it. The dude who's...
Biological dude.
Who's dressed up as a woman.
Right.
Gets all mad about it. And so he comes and says, why don't we just not use pronouns with respect to this student? I'll just refer to the student by the student's name. Stop Timmy from running into the wall. Or if he wants to go by Susie. Stop Susie from running into the wall. But I will not refer to him as a her because he's not a her.
Hmm.
He's a trainee. And they fired him. They fired him. They said that wasn't enough of a compromise. You can now be fired for an excited utterance that recognizes the reality of the situation.
What if he had said, stop, you little snot?
Probably would have been fine.
Yeah.
Because it would have been accurate.
Yeah, you brat.
Jason?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing well,
sir. All right.
Hey, I'm sorry. I got to go back one story when you were talking about Steve Marshall. I just have a quick question.
Yeah?
Is it true that Steve Marshall took a pack-to-pack donation by the state?
Yes.
Is that true? Okay. Is it true that that's against Alabama ethics law?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, because me and Dan got into some yesterday, and he said it's not true, but I knew I heard different. I just wanted to make sure that the information that I had.
There is an Alabama law that bans pack-to-pack transfers. That is a 100% fact. It doesn't say in-state or out-of-state.
I thought it was out of state only. Okay.
No, it says it bans pack-to-pack transfers, period. It's an indisputable fact. Trust me, I work in politics and I'm a lawyer. I've looked at it. It's a